Okay, to my Western mind, the words mental objects, objectifications, mental fabrications, and so on do not help to clarify what I simply call thinking. I understand an aspect of meditation as a means of, to put it bluntly, stopping thinking, stopping the internal dialogue, putting an end to discursive thought. Yet the English word thinking is rarely used by the Ajahns. Could you expand on the difference between thinking and Tanjia's use of the word objectifications? Well, I think one of the things is actually to you know, if our effort is put into stopping thinking, stopping the internal dialogue, putting an end to discursive thought, you'll usually end up tied up in knots and kind of frustrated. And just sort of having a bit of a break for the next splurge of proliferations. So that the thinking is it's an okay word, but trying to also get a bit more clarification around what the mind is actually doing in order to understand the use of because we have to learn a skillful use of how to apply the mind, how to direct attention and then use the thought process in order to both helping to clarify meditation objects, trying to help clarify the objects of contemplation, trying to clarify. It's that directing of, and that's the even the, say, like with the first jhana, which is a very stable state of concentration. Vitakka vichara. Vitakka is sometimes translated as thinking, I mean, in the old translations, but it's the directed thought and the examination of the thought process that helps us to become more settled, more clear, so that putting too much effort into stopping thinking usually doesn't actually make the mind clear. It tends to set up a certain tension in the mind.